The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the city of brotherly love, where you arrive into the corners in ill humor. The San Jose Sharks face off against the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. Always an exciting matchup. Drew, this is one of these teams. It's kind of interesting. We always talk about the original six, and this is that sort of original six adjunct team because of the old-time hockey nature you feel when you come into this city.
Well, they were the first team to win, expansion team, so-called, to win the Stanley Cup, the Broad Street Bullies. They are a team, and this is a sports town that is legendary, especially lately with the success all the other teams have had. The Philadelphia Flyers have a reputation. The city has a reputation for being fiercely competitive, to put it in a nice way.
That's nice.
And it's always a fun building to come to. It really is. I like coming here because the fans are always enthusiastic. The team's always got a certain way that they play. And especially now with the Sharks and how they are and where we're going, you look forward to a pretty exciting game.
Well, they're coming off a really exciting result against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Sharks did a heck of a job in a lot of different areas. Of course, Alex Nedeljkovic's goaltending is the primary reason why they actually ended up getting the W, because of what happened in the third period when Carolina woke up and decided that they were going to play the style of hockey that's brought them to one of the best records in the NHL. I think tonight's going to be interesting, too. The Sharks find themselves in a playoff spot again after a night off, and that's just because Utah loses, so San Jose's in a wild card position, and it's a tightened up race in the Western Conference. And the Philadelphia Flyers, as you mentioned, are trying to make their way back too. Under Rick Tocchet, they're playing a pretty disciplined style of game. Their best player, I think you agree with this, I know you do, is Travis Konecny. Although Trevor Zegras is getting a lot of attention because he's leading the team in scoring.
Found a home, didn't he, Trevor Zegras? They didn't like him in Anaheim, and we were talking before, probably not Pat Verbeek type of player, maybe not type of Joel Quenneville type of player, but here he's got a high skill level, Trevor Zegras, and he's thriving. And so is Cutter Gauthier in Anaheim. So good trade for both teams. Rick Tocchet has got this team off to a fantastic start. What was the best start since 2012 or something like that?
I believe that's right.
Yeah. So he is out of the drama that was surrounding him in Vancouver. Not a lot of drama here. Keith Jones and Daniel Briere do a really nice job of keeping that out. And with the Sharks, I think that, you know, last game, it was 40 minutes of really good hockey. It was a combination of, yeah, Carolina woke up, but the Sharks did what we've seen teams do. We've seen the Sharks do a lot, which is try to go out and just protect a lead instead of just going out and doing what got you that lead in the first place. That'll come. That's a human nature thing. But they did survive that. This is a team that, when I'm going against the Philadelphia Flyers, there's not much difference as far as the way that Carolina plays versus the way the Flyers play. It's a straight-ahead, north, come-at-you, attack game. Play hard every shift. Be physical when they get the opportunity. Exit out of the zone. And in the offensive zone, there's a lot of movement in their game. So the Sharks on their defensive coverage tonight are going to have to be communicating, have to be protecting the middle. And it's pretty much the same idea, getting that puck going up off the boards and getting north the other way, or attacking the other way if you're San Jose. Don't be going east-west, or the Flyers are going to eat you up.
Here's one thing that I've been noticing. For the last 11 games, the San Jose Sharks have been outshot in all 11 games. And here's the question. Do you break down that more specifically by saying, well, the quality shots are a little bit closer? I'm not sure.
I don't. You know me.
I don't either.
No, I get frustrated at the lack of shooting the Sharks. have or try to take. I think I'm a volume shooter guy. Rick Tocchet for the Philadelphia Flyers isn't. He thinks that's a crazy way to go. He thinks
that's where I was going, because I don't. That's where they're different from Carolina. Yeah.
He thinks that you take quality shots when you have the opportunity. But for me, I'm a volume shot guy. Constant dropping wears the stone. I think you just got to keep putting pucks on the net. I think the Sharks in the last few games have tried to pass the puck into the net too often. But their power play, which clicked last game, was because they were more aggressive. They worked on it in Dallas before we went to Carolina. And that power play idea of being aggressive, taking the puck and shooting the puck towards the net, worked.
What's going to work tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers?
And the same start that they had against Carolina. That was a big key in the win. They put a big emphasis, and you and I were downstairs in the hotel when Ryan Morosovsky, talked to the leaders, wanted them to make sure we get a little bit more juice, a little bit more vibe going, starting the game. Mario Ferraro talked to him before the game. He said that getting off to a good start was paramount in their chance to win the game, and they were able to do that. The Sharks seem to feed on momentum. That's a dumb statement. The Sharks are a momentum team. They're a team that kind of lives and dies by the way the momentum of the game is going. So if they get off to a good start like they did against Carolina, they should be in good shape tonight.
And part of that is that Macklin Celebrini can't be the only driver of a momentum. The last game, I thought the Wennberg line, Wennberg and Eklund are a really nice combo together. That, to me, was a big part of it. I mean, think about the empty net goal, even at the end, where Wennberg is getting tripped up. He draws a penalty, and he still manages to make a play to get it to Celebrini to score that empty net goal. They need that probably from three lines tonight.
Absolutely. I like that Ryan Reeves is back in. He brings that extra little jolt of energy. I think that I liked Kurashev's game last game as well. Mm-hmm. I liked Delandria's game last game. Eklund's game, he was in that bumper play in the slot that got the shot for the rebound. There's a lot of good stuff we're looking at right now, and I thought the D played a very good hockey game. The entire defensive core, I thought they played a very good hockey game.
What was it about the defensive core that got them working?
They got the puck off their stick in a hurry. They did a good job in front against a team that is very good in front of that in Carolina Hurricanes. They had numbers in the corner on loose pucks or on scrums. They got numbers. And then when they got the puck, they didn't waste time going east-west. They didn't stand still. They got their feet going the other direction. They used the boards to get pucks out. They stayed away from rims. They didn't get lazy and just throw the puck around on the rims. So those are some of the key points that they partook, and it really worked.
How about Colin Graf on that top line? I loved it.
What I like about it, Danny, and you know, you and I exchanged texts yesterday, he has earned that spot. He wasn't given that spot because of where he was drafted, not drafted. He was not given that spot because of his contract. He was given that spot because he was given that spot. He earned that spot through his play, through his smarts, through his work ethic. It was the right thing to do by Ryan Morosovsky, noticing that the guy was playing very good hockey.
And the other part of it, too, is he stayed responsible on the penalty kill. He's still a big part of that with Ty Delandria and Barkley Goodrow up front. And it's not like he's going to say, well, I'm a top-line guy now. I don't kill penalties anymore. He's still been eager to do all of that stuff. And I think that's going to be primary tonight, too. They got to stay out of the box against this Flyer team. Guys like Zegras, Michkov, these are skilled guys that if you give them a little extra room, they're going to cause you all kinds of trouble. So I'm looking forward to a really good game tonight. But this is a pivotal game in this road trip, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This was a daunting road trip coming in. There's some good teams, very, very good teams. And it's not getting easier in this, as we know. It doesn't get easier. But, yeah, this is a big moment. Like, you don't want to be win one, lose one, win one, lose one. You want to win, as Ryan Morosovsky says, start stacking some games.
Time to stack one up. We're going to be on the air at 3:30 in the afternoon. Alex Stalock is with me for the call on the Sharks Audio Network, and we'll be on the air just in time for your drive home if you're driving around Northern California somewhere. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and of course on a terrestrial radio affiliate station near you. Until then, that is our Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.